Welcome to the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.
Hi, welcome to another daily fintech podcast. This podcast episode is sponsored by MoneyLion. MoneyLion provides an all-in-one mobile banking experience. You choose the tools you need and when you need them, and they complement the financial accounts you already have. They'll help you decide what's right for you, but the choice is always yours. The news highlight of the day is: a group of non-fungible token creators and collectors will soon be able to display their tokens on Instagram. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg confirmed in a post yesterday that the company is testing NFTs on the platform, with similar functionality coming soon to Facebook. Just in, Bitcoin is off nearly 55% from its November peak, and 40% of holders are now underwater on their investments, according to new data from Glassnode. That percentage is even higher when you isolate for the short-term holders who got skin in the game in the last 6 months, when the price of Bitcoin peaked at around $69,000. In the last month alone, 15.5% of all Bitcoin wallets fell into an unrealized loss as the world's most popular cryptocurrency plunged to the $31,000 level. Bitcoin's close correlation to the Nasdaq challenges the argument that the cryptocurrency functions as an inflation hedge. Also, El Salvador just bought the wild Bitcoin dip yesterday with a 500 BTC purchase at an average price of $30,744, according to a tweet from President Nayib Bukele. Furthermore, banks in the U.S. will now have just 36 hours to report a cybersecurity incident to a federal regulator amongst the heightened potential for Russian-led cyber attacks. Although receiving final approval back in November 2021, the bill imposed by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency came into full effect officially on May 1st. What are the latest insights? Australian B2B buy now pay later firm BizPay has cut 30% of its workforce due to volatility in the tech sector and a challenging market for fintechs. The firm aims to solve cash flow issues associated with paying business invoices, enabling businesses to split bills into 4 monthly installments. As for partnerships, FedArray, a leading provider of AI-powered transaction monitoring technology, and Kolo, an omni-channel platform enabling the seamless movement of money from a single API, announced a collaboration to detect and prevent financial crimes across Kolo's full range of curated payment services. What about funding rounds and investments? Fairnance has raised an undisclosed amount in its seed round of funding from UK-based equity investment platform Maiden Capital. Razorpay is looking to get new investors on board through a share sale of $75 million by its employees. And Backflip, a Dallas, Texas-based real estate and fintech startup improving how entrepreneurs invest in residential properties, raised $35 million in total funding. Now let's cover new launches and features. Current: Challenger Bank, with 4 million customers, is rolling out an application program and interface platform that will make it easier for its customers to use other fintech apps for things like payments, financial planning, and investment. Current also hopes to use the platform to offer embedded banking to other fintechs. The data aggregator Plaid is the first data aggregator to work with a new Current platform. What about those movers and shakers? Terry Angelos, Visa's global head of fintech and crypto, will take over as chief executive officer of startup DriveWealth next week. Angelos joined Visa 7 years ago as part of its acquisition of TrialPay, which he founded and led as CEO. Also, the federal government has taken another step towards establishing Canada's open banking system, selecting an experienced fintech leader to lead development of a Made in Canada regime. The Department of Finance Canada has named Abraham A. Tachjian the open banking lead. That's all the news for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for another Daily Fintech Podcast.
Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you tomorrow for another episode of the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel von Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.